The federal creation of Obamacare and the corresponding state expansions of Medicaid have gotten more people onto health insurance, but not all people. So the efforts continue to get health insurance for everyone. It's a big issue on the presidential campaign trail among the Democrats, and it's an ongoing issue in Oregon, where a poll last summer showed strong support for the concept of single-payer health insurance, like Medicare. 75% support is a big and even somewhat surprising number. Let's hear what Healthcare for All Oregon is doing with the information. From the Rogue Valley chapter, we have Joe Graff, who is the chair of the chapter, here in the studio with me. Joe, good to see you.
Good to be here, Joe.
Bill Walsh joins us by phone. He is an organizer with the Rogue Valley chapter of Healthcare for All Oregon and also on a legislative committee for HCAO. Bill, welcome to you as well.
Thanks for the conversation.
So get us started, if you would, Joe. Just give us the basic thumbnail sketch about what Healthcare for All Oregon is about.
Well, Healthcare for All Oregon is a statewide organization that's actually an organization of organizations. It has 120 member organizations throughout the state. It also has chapters throughout the state. There's a Rogue Valley chapter, which is based here in Medford-Ashland area. And then there's a big chapter in Eugene, another one in Corvallis, and several chapters in the Portland metro area. And their goal is to advocate for an equitable, affordable, comprehensive, high-quality, publicly funded healthcare in Oregon and throughout the United States. That's the mission of the organization. I'm quoting that directly. Mm-hmm. And they've been in operation since about 2012.
So universal and publicly funded.
Universal and publicly funded is the goal, but of course, improving healthcare for everyone is the underlying goal. Yes.
How far down the track is Oregon at this point?
Well, Oregon is. I'd say among states, it's somewhere in the upper echelon, not at the very top, not ahead of everybody. A lot of people may not know at the end of the legislative session, a bill called SB 770 was passed by the legislature and signed into law by Governor Brown. And that is creating, among other things, a work group, a task force that consists of legislators, experts, and citizens that's going to make a recommendation of a healthcare system, and I'll quote from the bill here, that is equitable, affordable, and comprehensive, provides high-quality healthcare, and is publicly funded and available to every individual residing in Oregon.
That sure sounds like your wording.
It's very much like our wording. In fact, in our organization, we often call it the HCAO bill, mm-hmm. Even though they don't. And that task force is going to start its work next spring.
Bill Walsh, you are fairly close to the legislative process, aren't you? I wonder what you make of the developments that have been going on up to this point in the Oregon legislature and what you see as coming down the road potentially.
Oh, I'm pretty positive in the view of our legislators. There has been legislation for a number of years, and it pretty much culminated in the last session with the passage of the Universal Healthcare Task Force. So we're pretty excited about that, but it's been a long road. Other states, Joe mentioned Washington, California. Out here, it's a pretty popular idea to support universal health care, and we're all trying to do our best to get there.
How much does presidential politics affect the conversation that you guys have been trying to have for 7 years now? Bill, how did when you have people talking about Medicare for all who want it, and different shades of that, I just wonder how much it gets into the conversation at the state level. Does it help you or hurt you, I guess, is the bigger question.
I would say it helps. It's a very fluid thing. The recent elections seem to turn on health care as one of the major issues, if not the most important. And I think it's normal to see variations as time goes on, and the different candidates think harder about it, try to put together plans that will appeal to voters. So, we who are wonks about it really enjoy talking about it, but it's important, and I think we're going the right direction. Hopefully the next election will get us even further along.
Healthcare for All Oregon. Our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange, Bill Walsh, is an organizer with the Rogue Valley Chapter and member of a legislative committee. Joe Graff is the chair of the Rogue Valley Chapter for HCAO. You can join the conversation on the exchange. We're about to inject the issue of a poll taken last summer that showed 75% support for single-payer healthcare in Oregon, which raised a few eyebrows. You can join our conversation at 800-838-3760 over the phone, or you can send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. The poll, I notice, certainly is going to gather the attention of Healthcare for All Oregon, but did it come from Healthcare for All Oregon?
No, it didn't. The poll was commissioned and largely funded by Mr. Warren George, who is a retired businessman and a resident of Corvallis. And he is an active, let's say, progressive politics person. He's very much a more conservative in much of his politics, but he's supportive of single payer. And he decided that it was really important to know what the people in Oregon think of single payer health care and health care in general. So he designed this poll specifically to be nonpartisan, to avoid a lot of the buzzwords that we're seeing in the political arena at the moment. So they weren't asked, do you support such and so-and-so's program, or do you think this is working well? But they were asked about a program that was fairly generally described as universal health care. He also started the poll with general questions about what they think about the current situation with health care, and then only later in the poll got into what would you think about a specific solution. So it wasn't a solution in search of support. It was actually looking at what they think of the situation, and then what a possible solution might look like, and whether they would support it.
So it was not set up to lead people. You're saying
it was, I don't think it was set up to lead people toward a certain situation. It was set up to find out what they think about eventually universal health care and the possibility of paying a tax to support universal health care. But it was not based upon building support for a specific program that's been proposed in the political arena.
And so what I see is that 75% of Oregon voters believe that universal care is a desirable solution, significantly more willing to express support for a tax to provide public health care benefits. That 62%, is it, for the taxation level?
Over 60%. Well, not the level of taxation, but the support for the taxation was over 60%. If those taxes were replacing most or all of what they pay now.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been at this for a while, obviously. I mean, and how did these poll results strike someone like you who has had time to get jaded, whether you have or not? Don't know, but you certainly have seen a lot of numbers fly past your head, and I just wonder how the 75% support for single payer and support for taxation as well, not as high, hits you.
Yeah. Bill, do you want to take that first?
Oh, sure. Just back to Warren George, I talked to him yesterday, invited him to be on the call, but he's speaking this morning at the Oregon Health Forum in Portland, breakfast meeting. So we didn't get him for that, but he'll be here December 1st.
I understand you have an event. Yeah, let's talk about that. You have an event December 1st in Medford at the OEA Center, is that right, on South Pacific Highway?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes,
at 2 o'clock.
And he'll be presenting the poll findings and analysis, and I think it'll be really interesting. I heard him present on Zoom, and it was really very enlightening, because he's going beneath the chatter. He introduces himself as a Republican business person. He's a consultant. He's trying to get consensus on how to cover everybody, how to do universal health care. So he's a pretty interesting speaker. He's got a lot to say. And in doing this poll, he really didn't just throw it out there. He asked people, what are the problems are you having? What's the worst problem? And over 80% mentioned costs. 70% said it's the complexity that's the problem that creates bankruptcies, and over 50% are worried about Medicare and Medicaid, because those are public programs, and they can be in jeopardy if the Congress decides to throttle back. So, and then corporate insurance, you know, most 9 out of 10 of the respondents were covered or had insurance. Most of them, a little over half, had corporate insurance at work or self-employed. But there's a great concern for the public programs, and really there was an awareness that these costs are out of control and need to be brought under control, and it doesn't. The present system, the status quo, is not doing that. Although most people believe there's enough money in the system to cover everybody, it's just that it's not being used wisely.
So, Bill, there's a bunch of stuff in here, you know, and multiple questions that got to the poll. Of course, the one that gets trumpeted the most, and of course, this poll's been out since July, I think, 75% said they would think about single payer. How does that strike you as somebody who's been at this for a while?
That's quite encouraging. I think, you know, there were a couple of, and it wasn't just a yes or no all the way, because they asked questions and let the respondents talk, but the great majority said it would be desirable to cover everybody, and they believed it could be done with it within the money being spent now. So, but then 62% said they'd be willing to pay a healthcare tax, and even if it was more than the income tax we're presently paying, as long as it wasn't more than they're putting out of pocket now. But that people want the reassurance of having health care insurance when they need it, and not being set aside or prior authorized and all of the other complexities that we see.
We're talking about healthcare insurance and single payer here on the Jefferson Exchange with the folks from Healthcare All Oregon, Healthcare for All Oregon, the Rogue Valley chapter. Bill Walsh is an organizer and sits on the legislative committee. Joe Graff in the studio with me is the Rogue Valley chair. You can join the conversation on the exchange as we talk about the results of this poll and where to go from here. 800-838-3760 is the phone number to join the conversation on the exchange. You can send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Is this a big boost to healthcare for all Oregon?
Yes, it is. I think to come back to your previous question, the conventional wisdom is that lots of people are for universal healthcare, but as soon as you say tax, nobody wants to support it anymore. And this shows pretty clearly that if you structure the question right, so that they're not actually ending up paying more total, that they are much more supportive than we thought. I should also mention that the respondents to this poll were distributed pretty much the same way as political affiliations in the state.
I noticed that. It was about 402 respondents,
yeah, 400,
I think, reached by a couple by cell phone, a bunch by landline phone, and some by text,
right,
by prearrangement. But the split, as you point out, the split was very close to what the split is among among political parties in Oregon, Democrat, Republican, and non-affiliated.
Yes. And in all the legislative districts. And the results are the congressional districts, I'm sorry. And the results in each of those districts were relatively the same. There wasn't a big difference between our CD2, which is represented by a Republican, and some of the other districts which were represented by Democrats.
Now, so, I noticed that, too, that even in Congressional District 2, which is considered the most conservative, it's the only one currently represented by a Republican in Congress, still 55% support for at least the concept of a single-payer system. Now let's talk about where you go with this, though, because when you talk to people in concept and somebody is taking time to very carefully ask a series of questions in a prescribed order, it's not the same thing as the bombardment of information that comes in a political campaign. So my guess is your 75% could be squished down pretty sharply.
Oh yes, this will be a hot button issue for many people. If you look in the poll results, one of the main reasons why people think that we don't have universal health care already in this country as opposed to every other developed country in the world is because of the self-interest of people and organizations that would lose. And so that means that those people who are making huge profits, the pharmaceutical industry, insurance industry, they're doing quite well. And so they're going to have a lot of money in their coffers to put out negative advertising on their side of the issue. And so we would, you know, everybody who does this polling expects that if there actually is a question coming up, that the support will drop. And even some of the people said it depends a little bit on knowing more information about the program before I'm sure I'm going to support it.
So, Bill Walsh, how do you move ahead with the information that you have from this poll? What do you do to try to incorporate this into what you've already been doing at Healthcare for All Oregon?
Jeffrey, you made the point earlier in talking about that the legislation that passed, the Universal Healthcare Task Force. That all of this information, as well as the other studies that have been done in Oregon, will feed into this task force. That group who is being recruited now until December 13th, and actually I know Warren George, or I've heard Warren George wants to be on the commission, as well as, you know, the various parties and the various providers, as well as advocates. But the commission will consider how do we get there, what will it look like, and they will have public meetings. There'll be a commission itself. There'll be advisory groups, and they're basically governor and legislature appointed, and they'll all work toward the goal. How do you cover everyone, and what's the best way? So we're very encouraged that we think single payer is going to come out as the most efficient way, but whether it can be sold politically remains to be seen. But we do think that the charge of the task force is very serious and is going to involve the public. There'll be statewide meetings as this goes along, and I think those of us who advocate on the local level will make sure people understand what the progress is, or like Joe said, there's going to be a lot of opposition, too, and what the problems are.
This task force is to report back for the 2021 legislature. I mean, is that a fair guess? I mean, it sounds like they're getting a little leisurely about just closing the period for getting people to recommend to the board.
2021 session, mm-hmm. There's supposed to be recommendations put forth, and a plan to fund it. And that's where this study really targets in on funding. Are we willing to walk the talk?
Mm-hmm. All right. Much more to come here. We are going to continue our discussion for a few more minutes here about Healthcare for All Oregon and its efforts to provide something like single-payer healthcare for all Oregonians. Recent poll results not connected to HCAO indicate some support there. You can join the conversation, 800-838-3760 and jx@jeffnet.org. Here's an email from Richard, no town given. He says, you can have universal medical coverage, but you cannot draft physicians into the scheme. They are business people, after all. Wait times for elective surgery will be very long as compared to current. Doctor appointments will probably be a 6-month wait for new patients. Finally, an exodus of doctors from Oregon will no doubt result if universal health care. That from Richard, again, no town given. What do you say, Joe? That's going to be a standard set of concerns.
Right.
Think.
That is a standard set of concerns. I think when you look around, the wait times are not significantly longer in countries that have universal health care. There are many different models for universal health care. I think one of the issue he raises that's very important to Healthcare for All Oregon and to us is the compensation of doctors, because we don't want the situation where the compensation, the money is saved by taking money away from the doctors, which would cause an exodus of medical professionals from wherever this happens. But I don't think the data support that wait times for seeing your physician are 6 months, although I've noticed even now in our system, you need to be careful to watch what do we have now, because there are wait times for surgeries, there are wait times to get in to see your doctor in some cases that can be maybe not as long as he suggests, but certainly longer than we'd like to see. And if you have to wait for clearance from the insurance company before you can do a procedure that your doctor wants you to do, that can be a significant harm to your health.
How well prescribed is the HCAO plan? I mean, do you have like all details of where the money's going to come from, all that sort of thing, or is it still a set of concepts that you need to refine?
Well, I think there are different, as Bill mentioned earlier, there are different levels of wonks in the HCAO community, and some have worked out very specific possibilities. I think one of the important points is that, as Bill suggested earlier from the poll, we do have enough money in the total system to cover everybody. And there was an earlier study by the Rand Corporation that for the state of Oregon that showed that we could do single payer, cover everybody, and not spend any more money on health care than the total system spends now. So one of the big issues about funding is how do you capture all the money that comes in from all the sources, have everybody pay a little bit less, and end up covering everyone instead of the multi-payer system that we have now where everyone still isn't covered. Mm-hmm. And I would point out that even in the poll results, about a third of the people who had health insurance weren't confident that it would meet all their needs in the future. If something happened.
Just a couple of seconds left, Bill Walsh. Does this process make for some strange bedfellows? I mean, we're talking about Warren George and Ron Lowe being Republican business owners.
Yeah, my primary care doc believes that a government-run program would be a lot simpler to operate in.
Huh, okay.
And he's all in favor of it.
All right, so a bunch of people who are jumping
dozens
into
dozens of insurance companies.
Okay, so some bandwagon jumping here. 75% support in one poll for single-payer health care in Oregon. You can see a session on this on December 1st at 2 p.m. at the Medford Education Association office in Medford. Thanks to Joe Graff and Bill Walsh. This is the Jefferson Exchange.